are back in studio. Good morning. 32 degrees where we're sitting right now in a sunny sky. Well, it is Monday. Got to check in with Chamber News with Katie. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Bill.
Ready and raring on a Monday.
You bet. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this.
Well, and I think it's going to warm up by the end of the week. Don't quote me on
that. Oh, let's hope that.
I don't even get into predicting this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, hey, as far as the chamber, we were talking, your calendar's filling up.
It is jam-packed.
All right. Tell us about the month of May. What's happening?
Well, you know, I was kind of going through the calendar preparing here, and it seems like it's the focus on health kind of May calendar.
Right.
There's a bike, walk, and roll, kind of a national movement that's kind of been promoted around. It's promoting kids to bike and roll and walk to work rather than, you know, getting a ride from your parents or whatnot.
Get out and get some exercise. Yeah. That's the takeaway.
There's a fishing derby going on. It's the Vince Herding Spring Fishing Derby on the 6th.
That's how I always know it's spring is when the Vince Herding Derby goes on.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now it's now it can officially
now,
be spring.
Yep. Well, the rivers are clear now that I see it coming through town. So
and the water's going down, so it's a good thing.
Yeah. The zoo opens, you know, so you can walk around the zoo, do that. And that's on the 6th as well. OSPTI is going to have a 5K run.
They've been talking about that. Yeah, they always have a good turnout for that, too.
Well, and I'm a sucker for a good 5K, let me tell you.
Yeah? You make the 5K, I myself can't do it, so you're way ahead of me.
Well, I am now to the point where I walk it mostly.
Well, sure.
But I'm out there, right?
But again, you're way ahead of me. Yeah. And so when you're done with that, you're not totally winded. You must be in good shape.
No.
Okay.
I like to think I am, but I'm not.
Well,
continue to do 5Ks, I think I'm, you know, you'll
be fine. That's a good one, too. Yeah. They do such a good job with that at OSPTI. What else going on?
Healing Arts classes are on the 13th.
Okay.
And then, of course, you can walk around town of Breckenridge because they're having their big rummage sale on the 19th and 20th of May. And maybe not so much health-related, except it could be kind of a STEM thing. Marketplace for Kids is on the 16th of May. I know that is a big
thing. That's huge,
It's huge. People are excited. The committee, I just got this last couple of weeks, I was on the committee, and they're excited, ready to go.
Good.
And I know the kids are really ready to go. The deadline for teachers to sign up your kids is the 28th of May.
Okay, so
28th of April, I'm sorry.
Teachers, remember that, 28th of April.
Get your kids signed up because they have a blast.
So now the big question, how's it been going for you? You are our new chamber director, and since walking in there and sitting down, how's it been going?
This is I'm going into fourth week of this new gig, and I am still so excited. I'm absolutely loving it. I'm meeting so many people that I have, you know, I'm just rekindling my friendships and re-meeting people that I've kind of forgotten over the last 25 years. And it's been an absolute wonderful joy.
I love hearing that.
I'm absolutely excited to be here.
Katie, are you amazed as I am how much is going on? I mean, it just seems like every day there's new stuff rolling in here, too.
Yeah, every day there's something added to the calendar. Mm-hmm. There's so many events going on in the summer. There's just a lot of planning and a lot of organizing, but it's just everyone's getting out in the community and helping out, and it's such a fun thing to see.
You got such a great energy.
You bring such a great
energy to this, too. So thank you for stopping by.
Yeah,
you have a fantastic week. We'll talk again next Monday.
Next week. See you then.
Right, that is Katie talking. Wahpeton Breckenridge Chamber News, 9/11 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Doctor on the telephone.